real time.
If I had $100,000 to spend in Vegas, I couldn't go to Vegas for 5 days.
5 days.
After like 3 days, I usually find myself, I'm drowning myself in like faux New York sandwiches from the, one of the fake Carnegie Deli offshoots at one of the casinos. I mean, honestly, after like 3 days, I went for the National Association of Broadcasters. Mm-hmm. I go to a convention all day. I'm not even like hanging out all day, just doing nothing. But like by 3 days, man, it's depressing. I mean, I start texting pictures of sandwiches to my wife. I'm like, it's so lame here alone. I can't stand it.
I would go to the Bellagio buffet and gain 40 pounds in 3 days.
I've still never eaten there. True story.
It's the best place to eat in town.
You guys go to a different Las Vegas than I go to.
I had some great advice, though, before I flew out
there.
When
you're married and you're not a party animal or a big gambler, it's all about the food.
We're going to the nerdy, touristy places.
We're going to shows and we're going to eat.
Yeah.
I had a trip where I never saw daylight. Landed in the daylight. And then the next 48 hours, never saw daylight.
I love it.
Never saw the sun.
I love it.
I saw the sun when I landed back in Arkansas. Like,
I got a party with you, cowboy.
Oh, man. Talk about stinking on the plane back.
Oh, but that's a good time. Yeah, you love a couple-day bender down there. I'll tell you, I'm not, like, the biggest buffet person. I mean, that's not my, you know, I don't always seek that out. But the Bellagio buffet, it's pretty renowned, so I always wanted to try it. So Christy and I decided we were going to do the Bellagio buffet the last time we went on a Sunday. So we get there, and we don't land till like, 1 o'clock, which is like 3 o'clock here, so we're starving. Right. So we get over there. There's a line. I'm thinking it's 1:30 or 1:45, whatever it was, Vegas time.
Right.
There's a line of like 200 people. Really?
We
call. We're like, how long is it going to be? An hour. So I'm like, look, I read about the buffet next door.
Right.
At Binion's, which is inside the Bally's, right?
Man.
But no, it was like if Voters' Choice and all this was supposed to be pretty good.
Okay.
And they had like some Perrier Jouet. It was not not a bad run of the mill kind of middle of the road champagne. So we go over next door. So there's only like 45 minutes left. They said, now look, you're gonna have to get in and out. We're like, fine, we're starving, we're dying. I mean, I'm about to pass out.
Poor Christy.
So we go through there, we eat. It actually wasn't terrible. I've had much worse buffets. Anyway, so the buffet at Bellagio is I think maybe $40 or something like that.
That's something
on a Sunday.
Outrageous.
Yeah. So we get done, and they bring us our tab, and I'm like, wow. And she goes, what? I go, $75. And she goes, really? I go, each. It was twice as much. And we're in Bally's, and I'm like, really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Twice as much and half as good.
A couple of girls walk by, hello, doll.
A guy who doesn't look at his tab in Vegas or anywhere else is Nick Saban.
Yeah.
That is already the case. Is he going to be seriously... Now, we've had, allegedly, there's been a booster reaching out. Do you think he's going to be seriously talked to, or at least, I guess, his agent, Jimmy Sexton, who is the Antichrist? But again, if I was going to pick an agent, he'd be my guy.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But do you think they'll seriously pursue him? Because Nick Saban says on his show, and I've been working all day to try to get the clip, but I can't get it. He says, quote, I'm too damn old to start over somewhere else. That is my biggest argument about him. He's 61 years old. Do you really want to uproot you and your wife and move over to Texas and start over? Is $3 million more a year worth it?
I have good Alabama friends, and I asked them this question last week.
I have a problem with that, first of all, but go on.
They said any offer that he gets will be matched and met. Any offer. In Alabama, they will take food out of school children's mouths to pay that man. Yep. They are not going to lose a bidding war to Texas. They won't.
First of all, nobody believes that they actually have schools in Alabama.
Well, if they did.
Whoa. Wow.
Second of all, I'm kidding. I guess, you know, I thought, well, maybe he'll try another crack at the NFL. Maybe he would try to win championships at three different schools. But the more you think about it, the most logical thing is that he will end his career at Alabama.
Stay at Alabama 10 more years, win 6 more national championships, and you're on Mount Rushmore.
Well, I'm thinking more like 5 more years and win 2 or 3 more championships and call it a career.
Yeah, he'll stay 10.
You think?
What else is he going to do?
Play golf.
He wants to dominate people. I guarantee you he stinks at golf. He would lose to you.
No, I don't
believe that.
And that would kill him.
Nobody believes
that. He couldn't do it. Yeah.
I think he could. I think he would move. I don't think it would be a money thing because you're right. I think whatever Texas throws at him, Alabama will be close to match whatever
the
it might be.
The new challenge horizon
so 7,
type
8,
thing.
9, whatever it might be. I think if he does, and any time you hear these guys say, I'm too old, do you really think he thinks he's too old to do anything?
He thinks he's 40.
Right. Do you think, I mean, Joe Paterno, God rest his soul, or whatever,
was going to quit when he got old.
He was like,
one of these days, but I'm 108.
He didn't even know his name at the end, and he's still running out onto the field. Bobby Bowden, you remember him? Dang on, hang on, jump down right there, come on. We just got the quarterback right there. Look at me. They put me one of these headsets on.
Brent, I don't even know what a headset is. Well, I said, dang on. I just said, Charlie Ward, throw the ball.
Is George W. the coach of Florida State River? You move right into George W.
You're right. My Bobby Bowden slips
in. W's good.
Is our children learning?
Anyway.
But my point is, Bobby Bowden didn't, these guys don't think they're too old to do anything. And by the way, he's not.
Right.
He's not. He's not going to start the football program at Hendricks College. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got a great coach up there. Really happy about that guy. So we just lost last week by a field goal.
Yeah, won by a field goal the week
before.
Won
by a field goal. Look, they're talking an all-freshman team here.
Mm-hmm. Bill, there's one more axiom of all this that might have something to do with Saban. Anytime someone says money has nothing to do with it, it has nothing to do with anything except money.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know,
H.L. Mencken.
We will give
you
$20 million dollars a year. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
So look, there will be a flirtation, if for nothing other than to get a massive raise. But I do think there will be some part of this guy who is driven to say, let's go somewhere else and do it again. And I think that's the case. I do. Now, whether he pulls the trigger, we'll see. But one of two things, if he stays at Alabama, the only two things that will stop Alabama is a recruiting scandal.
Here's hoping.
Or a heart attack.
I would never wish that.
And I'm not either, but I'm just saying that's it.
Otherwise, that system is almost unbeatable.
It's a recruiting scandal.
That's really not fair. That's really not fair.
Well, it's not fair.
No. Right. You're too good. You know what? You know how, like, when horses are too fast, they saddle them down, they weight the horses. They should have to do that with Alabama. They should have to try to do it with half the number of scholarships. It's really not fair. They're just too good.
Although I do think, though, that at some point it's not just an Alabama thing anymore. I think it is inevitably you do miss on some of these guys. Inevitably there's going to be a year here, and maybe this year, you lose a game or two, this playoffs. You got me started back on that again, man. I got over the hiccups, and then you gave them to me again.
Yeah. For the good of college football, Oregon needs to beat Alabama this year.
But that's not going to happen,
probably. It could happen.
No. It could. I hope it does. I like Clemson, actually, but here's the thing.
No way.
They kill Clemson.
Did I hear some fool call this station saying that Dabo Sweeney may be the next head football coach of Texas?
We do need to talk about that.
I heard that on this station. Someone said that.
That's a more interesting discussion than whether he's going to leave, because I don't think there's much of a chance at all that he's going to leave. But I do think there's a great chance that Mac Brown is not going to be at Texas anymore.
No, it's a close casket.
That's a guarantee. Yeah.
He's picked the pallbearers.
But not Dabo.
But back to this for a second. They're never not going to be good. I hate to double negative.
Alabama?
You. They're always going to be good as long as Saban's there. They're always going to win 10 games, at least.
Well, we need Mike Price or Francione or one of the Shula grandchildren or somebody else to come back.
Yes. There are lots of guys who can screw this job up. There are lots of guys who can screw up the LSU job. Yes.
Give me some Jerry DiNardo and Mike DuBose.
There you go.
Put them back in power.
Word. Yep.
But until then,
Laurel and Hardy.
They're going to be a complete pain in the backside. One for each cheek.
Well, Bielema said he came here to beat him, so maybe he's going to be the one.
And I'm sure he will, because he's going to outlive them both as far as his career goes. He's a lot younger than Saban.
Because to me, he's the interesting aspect of this whole thing, and not just because he's at Arkansas, and obviously I'm a fan and want it to work out and everything else. He did it at Wisconsin. It's a mirror program, run the ball. In this era when everybody's spread out and doing all this other stuff, and I run the ball, control the clock, play that defense that moves between the 20s, okay, do all that stuff. That's if he's able to win at Arkansas and do it well, you know, LSU does that to a large extent, then I think it's you flip college football around here.
You make a great point, and you lead me into my next point, which is, what's the next best thing to Nick Saban leaving Alabama for us as Arkansas fans? Les Miles leaving LSU. What about LSU losing Les Miles to Texas? Because, look, great leaders, as we know, love to be filmed with their shirts off. Putin. Miles.
Yep.
If you're Texas, who are you going to get that is better? Who has better connections to recruits? Who has experience in the Big 12? He is a spectacular hire. He's the best hire you can get at Texas outside of Nick Saban. I will make that case. Give me somebody better.
You are the first person I've ever heard say that.
It didn't even occur to me until just now.
That is very mesmerizing.
I'm just working hard to try to get these guys out of the league. Yeah. Either one, because that's the only way Arkansas is going to beat them consistently is if those guys leave.
I don't I don't know but that who, I agree who, with Bill? You on
who
Les
is
Miles.
It? Who is it? Well, it's not Dabo Sweeney, right?
It's not the little Dabo, do you? No.
Who is it?
It's not David Shaw. It's not Charlie Strong, because I don't think Texas would hire this.
I don't
guys.
Think David Shaw, although maybe he's like Bean Lemon, that he has no respect for the SEC until he coaches in the SEC, and then he'll go, well, I had to say that. And he's a great coach. Unless you can attract somebody from the NFL, who is a better college coach to go to Texas? He's a great fit.
And they're probably
young.
Not going to get an up-and-coming guy.
No,
they want
not.
Someone
no,
proven.
You're not going to hire an assistant. You're
not
going to go get
no,
Muschamp.
They're not
and,
get
oh,
an
by the
assistant.
Way, the head coach in waiting Muschamp, which he would be the guy if he had stayed, that would have been a complete and utter mess. Because look at the job he's doing. And oh, by the way, Florida's got a pretty good recruiting base, too.
Yeah, he's not. That's what happens, man. When you're not an offensive guy and you go to Gainesville,
well,
you
or
screw
you
it up.
Or if you're Mullen, look, great assistants don't always make great head coaches. Yeah. Mullen, Muschamp,
Mike DeBose,
Bo Pelini,
Lloyd Carr.
You know, and then think, but then again, of course, occasionally you get a Charlie Strong, who was a lifetime assistant,
Let
who
me
now
ask
has
you
proven
this.
Himself as a great head coach.
Could you go if you're Texas? Could you go get a Jim Tressel? Is the stink off him enough?
No.
That
no.
you could go get
Boy,
Tressel and
do you have to pay?
And say
do you have to give a scholarship?
Tressel is not a great football coach. He coached against a bunch of dullards in the Big Ten like Carr and Rich Rod. He's boring. He said the most important play in football is the punt. They wouldn't put up with him for 2 years down at Austin. There's no
he
way.
He might be the second coming to John Makovic. You're right.
Yeah, he's a dope.
Okay, so bottom line happening. Is I'm right. Nobody wants to argue against
I think you are right.
I think Les Miles is the best hire Texas can make.
Except here's the fly in the ointment there. With all this stuff, these allegations of Les at Oklahoma State, paying people, all this stuff.
Texas doesn't care if you cheat. They just want to win.
What about
true.
Gary Patterson at TCU? I think he's a better coach. Than Les Miles.
He is. He does. He has a lot,
but he's lame.
Lesser talent.
He's not. He's not enticing. He's not going to sell him. You can't sell him to the fans. He's boring. He doesn't. He's not going to have. Little, he doesn't have better inroads recruiting wise than Les does.
Chris Peterson at Boise State.
He's not leaving. Maybe he would leave for
Texas.
Oh my gosh, he's not leaving.
If you don't leave for the Texas job, you got rocks for brains.
That's
You'd
my
have
point.
To. You would have to.
If Chris Peterson doesn't leave Boise for Texas.
He's too stupid to coach
right,
at Texas.
Right, exactly. Then you don't want him.
No, you wouldn't.
That's like any. I would not be a member of any club that would have me as a member.
Texas, with all things considered, is probably the best situation in college football.
No
they
question.
Will throw millions of dollars at you. They will throw millions
most
of dollars
money,
at
you. Most money, best recruiting base, most interest, best academics.
I'm pushing Les.
I mean, yeah.
I think what you have is you got to go. This is what happens.
Chris Peterson's the only other guy that makes sense.
Muschamp is the great example, and it's why this coach in waiting BS
bad
stuff
idea.
Never works.
Bad
you know
idea.
Why? Good assistants don't want to go there because they think, okay, that guy's going to be there. For the minute that Muschamp jumped to Florida, went from being coach, good assistants don't want to go somewhere that unless they think I can get a job as a good assistant there to jump. If they think, well, I want the job that he's got. Then they're never going to go.
Well said.
I guess. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up?
How are you
guys doing today?
Good. What's up?
Good. Man, I got one for you guys to chew on. What about Chip Kelly? Not doing too well at the Eagles.
Well, he's and, like three games in.
You know, he gets out of there this year and heads to Texas.
Yeah, I don't see that. I think he'll stick around for a few years at least to give it a chance. But
you think so? I
mean, yeah, he's
you know,
only three
he's
games in.
Done. You know, Saban did it. Let's see, who else is there?
Jason, he could still win his division. They could still win their division as bad as they are out there.
What?
Right, right. So I agree. I agree. But, you know, something to think about.
It is.
It is an odd year.
Thanks.
And you think about the bullet that we dodged at the University of Arkansas and getting, I think, just a really quality coach that we got. But we got it in a year that was kind of down. And, you know, you can say what you want to about some people compare the Arkansas job to this or that. I'm sorry. There's maybe six or seven or eight other jobs in America that you would easily jump for. But Arkansas then falls into that group of 10 to 15 that are all kind of the same in the next level. We got the best coach we could get. Now, imagine being in a coaching search market. You've got Texas, Nebraska and USC all because then they're going to get guys and then those dominoes fall and then those dominoes. I mean, you know,
then the next tier of coaches drops down another level and
half the Sun Belt guys will not be there at the end of this year.
Yeah, there are a couple guys there that are pretty high. You know, I've not heard the ULM coach's name mentioned much, but they've had a good run. Is it Todd Berry?
You mean the weightlifting guy?
No, that's Hudspeth at the University of Louisiana.
Yeah.
As they prefer to be called
now.
Not to be
they'll always be Lafayette to me.
appreciate
that. I mean, Monroe
to
me.
I'll tell you, my favorite coach in the Sun Belt outside of the one at Arkansas State is the guy at Troy. Larry Blakeney has been there like 25 years. He's a trip. I like that dude. And they have a nice little team. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're going to give some fits this weekend. Watch. Mississippi State, better be on upset alert.
Wally's got them springing the upset.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Wally, I couldn't agree more. It's 11:52. We got to take a timeout. We are way behind. Dustin, hang on. We'll get to you guys, I promise, right out of the break. Razorback fans, get over to Jones Brothers Pool Tables in North Little Rock. It's Arkansas's largest game room store. I have been through there many, many times. James and Bob specializing in pool tables and everything else for your man cave. I wish I had room for one because I'd get two. If you've ever wanted that perfect pool table and you have room for one, here's your chance. Not only is Jones Brothers your pool table superstore since 1924,